Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. Emmanuel Macron will speak this evening at 8 p.m., 3 days after the legislative elections, which only gave a very relative majority to his party. Emmanuel Macron has since met all the political forces of the National Assembly, but has not yet spoken publicly. The MPs are taking up residency at the National Assembly. Pictures of the newly elected parliamentarians were taken this morning on the steps of the Palais Bourbon, and the first votes were made to choose the leaders. The MP of Eure-et-Loir, Olivier Marleix, was elected president of the groupe Les Républicains. As for the presidential majority, it is the MP of Yvelines, Aurore Berger, who becomes the new president of the groupe Renaissance. The case had caused a stir last March, that of the blocking of a grain train in central Brittany by environmental activists. We learned today that 9 people were arrested yesterday as part of this investigation. The arrests were made in Morbihan and Côte d'Armor. More than 160 tons of wheat were lost after this action, led by the collective Brittany Against Factory Farms and members of Action Rebellion. And it is confirmed that the heat wave is over. Météo France has lifted the last alerts, which concerned a few departments in the center-east, and now it's time for thunderstorms in Maine-et-Loire and Indre-et-Loire in particular. And then in basketball, this evening ASVEL will meet with Monaco for the 4th match of the Betclic Elite Final. AS Monaco has one hand on its first French champion trophy. Kickoff at 8:30. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.